But I have a couple of really short topics.
What are those?
One thing, I wanted to bitch at Big Fatty.
Why?
Because.
You can't do that. Big Fatty is fabulous.
Because, you know, he plays a clip of people at the beginning of his show.
Uh-huh.
And when they talk about him.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else's show,
uh-huh.
He will play a bit of their intro music
uh-huh.
before he plays their voice.
Because he doesn't like our intro music.
He plays everybody else's shitty intro, but doesn't play our shitty intro.
Because ours sucks.
No, ours is way better than some of the other ones. So soon. I'm here to tell you.
Isn't this a crime?
So what are you going to say to Fatty?
By now, the time knows how to fly.
Big Fatty, don't listen to me.
So here's goodbye. So soon, you'll find your separate way.
You're going to get choked.
Time so short, I'll say so long and go. So soon, goodbye.
Coming.
I hope that bitch don't run for president.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I wanted to bitch.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 848 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of May, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I am going to tell you about the weekend to include, can you hear this? Can you hear this? Huh? Huh? A trip to Vonzie's. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we are in a new month. We are in a new month, and I hope that when you woke up Sunday morning, you said, rabbit, rabbit, oh, dear Gussie. I noticed that several people on the Twitty remembered, oh, dear Gussie, to include that Stevie B. He put the Big Fatty pen on his nightstand to remind him to say, rabbit, rabbit, when he woke up on Sunday morning. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. So, anyway, y'all, it was quite the weekend. As you know, on Friday, there was no LFC, y'all, because Mr. Vader had to go to some sort of retirement hootenanny for the hats. And so, y'all, he did that. And, no, he didn't. That was Saturday. Friday, had to go to do something with the Gravitas. With the Gravitas, y'all, and evidently it ended tragically, y'all, with the Gravitas dressing up as Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I don't know. I just don't know how. Well, yes, Big Fatty, move forward. But y'all, Friday night, Big Fatty, you know, we had a horror. We had a horror event. And y'all, it was the horror group. One of our members was the first runner up in the horror contest back in February, and y'all, he was doing a fundraiser for some of his travel expenses, because y'all, he is going to be competing at the American Brotherhood Weekend ABW. In Chicago, in the Chicago's, when is that? It's in October, I think. I don't really remember. But y'all, Big Fatty will not be able to attend because I've got announcing duties the weekend that's going on. And y'all, I'll be glad when all this announcing is over with. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway. So he was doing a raffle, y'all, and what he was selling the tickets $1 a piece, 6 for $5, or $10 for your boots to your balls. Big Fatty, we're having Cheerios. We don't need to hear about your balls. But y'all, that is I'll tell you what that is, but for right now it's just leftovers. But anyway, So Yali had several different baskets. He had a basket that had like a dog collar in it, and y'all, there was a Navy boy at the that came up that wanted to be fitted with this dog collar, and Big Fatty was more than happy to assist him with that. And y'all, it fit, and he had a big thick neck too. Big Fatty, please. And then there was another one that was it had little pink things in it. Big Fatty. And y'all, then there was some pone. And there was one had a rental of an hour of a limousine, and one was a package to the horror contest next February. And then there was a $200 gift card to one of the restaurants downtown. And y'all, there was, the last one was an evening at the bowling alley. Bah! Fatty, are you getting vulgar? And y'all, it included what was it? It was like 10 games of bowling, and two gift certificates for meals at the bowling alley snack bar, and a $25 bar tab. Y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, Big Fatty won the bowling basket. So y'all, we're going bowling sometime. And y'all, as you know, there are some listeners that love to go to the bowling alley for brofkas. But y'all, you know, nowadays they just spend all their time sopping up pee. But y'all, Friday started off with the royal wedding, y'all. And Big Fatty watched part of it and all this. And y'all, then when I got home that evening, now y'all, Big Fatty's going to tell on himself because you're just going to say, poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I was watching the TV machine when I got home. And y'all, they showed the happy couple riding around in some little sports car. And y'all, I'm watching it on the TV machine, and y'all, I was confused. I was in a kerfuffle because y'all, the lovely Duchess of Windsor, not Windsor, yes, no, of Cambridge, the Duchess of Cambridge was in the driver's seat, and the Duke of Cambridge was in the passenger seat. And I'm going, well, my, they really are being very progressive that she's driving him around in the sports car and all this. And yeah, and y'all, and I'm just sitting here going, wow, I'm really impressed with this. And y'all, then it occurred to me that the driver's side is on the other side of the car. Poor Big Fatty. So anyway, but y'all, it was really cute. Let's see. But Friday night, several of the members of the horror group down in Jacksonville came to town, and so they were at the bar for the Hootenanny. And y'all, when it was all said and done, y'all, he raised over $700. And y'all, it was not a big crowd there, but it was clearly a generous crowd. And so anyway, and it seems to me like I think Miss Porter won the pink basket, y'all, because he was trying to give me some sort of lip gloss or something. Just get away from me, Miss Porter. But then on Saturday, y'all, they had decided that evening that they wanted to go to the Scarlet Crustacean. And y'all, I don't understand this. I just do not understand this. But they love the Scarlet Crustacean, y'all. And so they said, oh, we're going to go at 6 o'clock. And about 10 minutes later, they came back. Oh, Big Fatty, we're going early. We're doing the early bird. We're going at 5 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. So, y'all, we all met at the Scarlet Crustacean at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, it's fair at best. And, y'all, although the last time I went, it was nothing but a big old plate full of salt, this time at least it wasn't quite as salty. But y'all, the biscuits are, you know, they're hunks of grease. And the Caesar solid was warm. I like a cold solid. You know, even if it's overdressed, I like it cold. And, you know, then I had some sort of, I don't know, shrimp on a skewer and some coconut shrimp and a baked potato and all this. And, y'all, I didn't eat it all, but I brought it home because, you know, Big Fatty does not let food go to waste. No, Big Fatty, unless it's vulgar food like avocados and tomatoes. So, you know, I brought it home, and I had it a little bit, Sunday afternoon, and y'all, I ate a little bit of it, and I'm just kind of like, ugh. And, because y'all, there's nothing worse than, the scarlet crustacean, there's only one thing worse, and that is, leftovers of the scarlet crustacean. So, anyway, but, y'all, on Saturday evening, after we had been out, we all came, and y'all, I think we were all just tired. Y'all, I didn't get to bed till 3 a.m. in the morning after we were out on Friday. And so, y'all, it was an early evening. We did not go back out to on Saturday night. No! So Big Fatty was here at the house, and I caught up on some of the programs on the TV machine, and... y'all, then Saturday night was my last treatment of the cancer cream. Because, you know, I went to the dermatologist, and y'all, I started the cancer cream applications on the bridge of my nose up near my eyeballs. And I had to do it every night for 28 nights in a row, y'all. And y'all, I was very faithful about it. Very faithful. And y'all, my nose looked like some sort of kind of a bulbous crustacean. Talk about a scarlet crustacean, y'all. It was vulgar. It was just vulgar. And it was oozing. It was vile. Vile, Big Fatty. And, but y'all, it is over with now, and now I'm in the recovery mode. I'm hoping it will not look too terribly vulgar for the Rapture Dinner, y'all, because that's coming up. Y'all, we are already in Rapture Dinner month. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. But, anyway, so all that's done, so now we're just going to let it all heal, and then the middle of June, I'll go back to the dermatologist, and she'll go, no, it didn't work, Big Freddy, we're going to have to cut your nose off to spite your face. But, y'all, one of the things on the 20, the big news on the 20 over the weekend was that Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they stopped off at the Iowa Vista Center, and they saw royalty. They saw Lord Byron. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, there was a picture of Lord Byron holding a quilt. I don't know if he made that quilt or not, but because, y'all, he's a quilter. He's a quilter, y'all. Lord Byron has just gone on and on about how lovely it was to see... Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all, then they were off to the Chicagos. Now, y'all, I hope that they survive the Chicagos. So, anyway, because, you know, they are ginger bears loose in Chicago nowadays, y'all. Y'all, at the beginning of today, on Sunday, I guess I should go ahead and finish talking about the weekend. Y'all, on Sunday, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to Vaughn's East. And, y'all, I didn't really need anything, but I had a coupon, y'all. And what the coupon was, if you spent $30, they were going to give you $5. So, y'all, you know, it was like burning a hole in my pocket, y'all. And it expires. It expires today, the tooth. So I needed to get on over there, y'all. And I bought some solid. And, y'all, they did have the good cone, the ginormous box of cone flakes on sale. Y'all, they had the dark chocolate peanut M&Ms on sale. I got some of that, some country ham. I got that in honor of Kevin and Brian and Danbury, because, y'all, they've been celebrating all weekend long. Oh, dear, I gotta say, there was probably some anal sex involved. Big Fatty, please! And, y'all, then, I got, what else, what does that say? White Gourmet. Oh, y'all, I bought popcorn. And y'all, you know, everybody nowadays, they want to do the microwave popcorn. Well, y'all, I decided that I'm breaking it. I'm breaking the habit, y'all. I want to shake the pot. I want to put the oil in there, and I want to put the popcorn in there, and I want to shake the pot and do it the old-fashioned way. Yes, McFatty, old-fashioned, just like you. And so, y'all, I got that, and then I got, y'all, they had cheese on sale, and y'all came up, and I was 38 cents short of hitting $30. I couldn't believe it, y'all. I just couldn't believe it. And so I said, oh, I need to spend a little bit more money. So, y'all, I reached right over and picked me up a Butterfinger bar. Oh, dear gussie. And y'all, that took me above $30, and she gave me the $5 in the coupon. And y'all, so I spent $25.31. But y'all, let's say $13.59. I would say that's pretty good. Pretty good for the Von's East, y'all. So there you go. And y'all, then on the way back from the Von's East, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Gussie, y'all, I went to the P.O. box, and the thing I've been giving the heads up on finally arrived, y'all. And y'all, it is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, I believe it is from that Joe in Dallas. At least the postmark tells me that it is from Dallas. I'm assuming it's from Joe in Dallas. But y'all, we're going to open it up right now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me open it? Huh? Can you hear that? And y'all, you're going to open it up, and y'all, there's a picture. Oh, there's a picture of some little cutie patootie in a black and white picture. It looks like y'all looks like they're laying in a motorhome. Oh dear, I see. And y'all, it says the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. If it did, it would be jealous. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And then y'all, it says, dear Big Fatty, I saw this and thought this would get you in the right mindset for your California trip. Hope you are a big winner, and more importantly, I hope you hear, come on down, the number one fan of the BFO for 2011, Joe in Dallas, y'all. And y'all, it is one of those McWrites, one of those McWrite cards that, with you know, it looks like the old-fashioned Polaroid photos, y'all. And y'all, then there are some scratch-offs in here. Oh, it's not some scratch-off, y'all. It is a Price is Right scratch-off. I cannot believe it. I just cannot believe it, y'all. And it's from the Tejas lottery, y'all. It is a $5 card. Oh, dear. That's it. And, y'all, we are in for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas to play the Price is Right live stage show with a chance to win up to $1 million. Y'all, wouldn't that be lovely to win a trip to Las Vegas? If only something was going on in Las Vegas that Big Fatty could do that. And, y'all, what do we do here? What do I have to do? Y'all have to match any of my numbers to the winning numbers, and I'll win that prize. Reveal the dollar bill symbol and you win the prize for that symbol, and reveal a star and you win all 20 prizes. Dear gussie, y'all, I can win up to $50,000. But y'all, there are 20 chances to win on this card, and y'all, I just, and oh dear gussie, y'all, there's no time to do the scratching today, but Joe, you are, y'all, there's no doubt why Joe is the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, not only is he listening, he's listening carefully. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Connor and that albino from the No Wooden Hangers podcast. And y'all, Julian just bitching and complaining. Y'all, you'd swear that that was his ambition in life, just bitching and complaining. And y'all, thank goodness the music came on. And you know, I don't have music for all the openings. So what do you think about that, albino?
I wanted to bitch.
Well, you of course you do. You're Julian, yes. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.